Right, let's learn. Shkarech to Jeff, Meridian, and the whole chevra over there. And we're coming to the end of the official end of this sefer. We're going to finish now. But I decided we're going to learn the additional perek because it is mamisha hakdama to the whole sugya of his bodidus that we're going to be working on over the next year or two. So it's a perfect way to end this sefer and to begin the next sugya that we're continuing with. So we'll do that. Now, what we were learning before Yanta, before Tisha B'Av, we were learning about the Midah of Shtika, Yisod of Afar, silence. And how when the Torah was given, all of creation was silent. There was no bird was chirping, even the wings weren't fluttering, and that. Animals weren't making any noises. The malachim and shemayim weren't saying kaddish kaddish. The ocean, the waves, everything was silent, so that Anochi Hashem Lokecha would come into the world that was absolutely silent. That's what we're learning about. That shtika. That it wasn't just a shtika from speaking, that there was no one speaking in the world, but there wasn't a sound in all of creation. In all of creation. So even the kol, all the kailas, all the sounds of creation were suspended so that Anochi Hashem Lekecha would come into creation from that state of absolute silence, in a background of complete and total silence. And not only that, but what we learned is that by each dibur that came from Hashem's mouth, there was a parcha nishmas shel Yisrael, that we died. Imam has died, our neshama has left us. Because the neshama gives us the ability to think. And thinking is also some level of turbulence and noise, internal noise and turbulence, the sounds inside of a person's brain. So even that was silenced. It's amazing. Even that was silenced. Yotzeso nishmas. Because Hashem was speaking to us from a place that's higher than any sound, that's higher than any thought. That comes from a place that's beyond anything of speech, of sound, even the noise of the mind and so on. A place of complete shtika. So on the bottom of page Reish Mem, Mitzad kach, mahu ha'oimek sh'ashtika tzirich lahavi alav esadam. What exactly is the nafkimina? What is this shtika? What is this midah of silence supposed to bring us in our lives? What is it? Habriya nivra ba'asar mamaris. Creation took place with 10 utterances. Hashem spoke 10 times. There were 10 utterances. Bereishis is counted as the first. Then you have Vayomalakim, yehi this, yehi that, yehi this. Hashtika ba'amka mevi'es adam l'makam shalamayla migvula sabriya. Since creation took place with speech, silence has the ability to take a person beyond the regular confines, restraints of creation, of this world. This is a world of speech. Hu Om Aviyehi, Hu Tziva V'Yamayit. Hashem spoke, and the world was created with his speech, the 10 utterances. Silence to this day in our lives has the ability to take us to a place that's higher than this world. And all of the tzimtzumim of life in this world. Hashtika ba'imka mevi'es adam l'makam shalamayla migvulas abriya. Kishi Yeshua Amar Shemesh Begivang Daim. When Yeshua was zeichet to bring down a nace, a miracle, the most astonishing thing of Shemesh Begivang Daim, that the sun didn't set in Givon that day by the Milchama, that the sun didn't set. Mavur b'chazal, shehu amas shira b'mkayim hashemesh. Now you know that all of the planets, and the sun, the moon, and all of the malachim are in constant motion, singing shira to Hashem. This shira to Hashem, constant song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal teach us that there was a problem that when the sun was still, when Yeshua didn't allow through this miracle the sun to move, then the song of the sun was silenced, because it's through the movement of all things that the song takes place. So Yeshua had to substitute and sing Shira because the sun was silenced, was stilled. The song, the movement of the sun is one thing. Everything that does, like we have the Perek Shira that I'm sure many of you say or have said, Perek Shira, everything in creation has a song. So it doesn't mean that the camel is standing and serenading his girlfriend or something. It's not what it means, the song of the animals, the song of creation. It means that everything, by doing the will of Hashem and moving as Hashem wills it to move, and living in its existence as Hashem wills it to exist, that motion, that movement, that observance of Hashem's will, it is the song of that which exists. Like it says, when the cows were bringing the Aron back, so it says, Vatishar Nahaparos. It says they walk straight back to the camp of the Jewish people, away from the police, and they walk back to the Jewish camp. And Vatishar Vatishar means they walk straight. Because I'll say Vatishar means Vatishar. They sang a song. So when I learned that, when I was a kid, like, that was the craziest thing. It was like being in a cartoon that I imagined all of these cows that were carrying the Aron, the wagon, that as the Aron was being taken back to our camp, that the cows like broke out in a song, like in a cartoon, and the cows were all singing. It's Givaldic. But of course, it doesn't mean that the cow is singing a niggun, and that the cow just makes that one sound. It goes moo. This is the ganze meise. It doesn't have any song. So what's the song? The song is that it is going straight to Machne Yisrael. In other words, it's doing Hashem's will. In this case, it was revealed in a miracle that it is that the animals were going on their own to the place where they came from, to the place where they belong, because that's where the Aron belonged, back with us. So V'teshana ha'paras, Chazal say, don't say V'teshana, they went straight, that they said a shira, they were singing a niggun by Sasha. It was a shira. The cows weren't doing an Adam's mirrors. The cows were moving in accordance with Hashem's will. There was a time that they weren't able to do that, or they were prevented from doing that, just like you and I. Things happen in life, and we're not always moving along with that song of Hashem. Yeah, Bechira. How does it happen with an animal? Because the animal was in the hands of people who were Bali Bechira. So the song wasn't being sung of the cows because it wasn't moving in the direction bringing the Aron back to Am Yisrael. But when they were bringing the Aron back to us, then they were walking straight to the camp. I'm sure that that camp was, everything was properly with social distancing, and everybody was wearing masks in the camp. And they went and they sang a niggun. And they sang a niggun. That was the niggun. The niggun was a gate. The cow's going. That's the niggun. It's going where it's supposed to be going. That's the song of all that exists. So what happened was, Shemesh begivain daim. So Yeshua brought down this nace that the sun was standing still in the sky. The sun stopped moving. Well, the world stopped moving, and as a result of that, the sun was in one place. The world wasn't going around. The sun was still. So Yeshua had to sing Shira. That's what Chazal say. Kitnuas Hashemesh himikayach Shirasa. Because the sun's motion, its movement, is the song. And when the sun couldn't move, the song couldn't continue. And Yeshua had to sing that song. However he did that, whatever that means. The Fiza, Ma Kari B'Shah Shemashtikim Eshiris Habriya. What happened by Maimon HaSinai that the song, everything stopped? So the song of creation, of all that existed, that song was silenced by Maimon HaSinai. It's kilu the world was back to a time before Hashem spoke and created the world. Everything was silent. So there was no movement in the world. Even the wings of the birds weren't moving. Everything, the waves of the ocean froze. Everything was still. Everything was silent. Ma kare b'shah shemashtikim eshiras habriya, ushtekes kol hatnua. All movement is paralyzed. Ushtekes means paralysis. Ushtekes shtika, it's a loshon of shtika, when the bones, when the limbs of the body are silenced, they can't move. Ushtekes kol hatnua. All motion was stopped. Kol habriya kula, Soida Tnua. All of creation, the Kadmonim, the Rambam, Reb Sadi Gaon, the Ralbag, we shouldn't discuss this at length, that the Soda of the world that we live in, of the universe, is Tnua, is movement, is motion. B'shor she'eshna hashtoke shel dibur v'shel eish gemura, gam hamayim einem zazim. At that time of complete silence, of speech and sound and water and everything, because even the ocean, when the water is moving, it makes noise, makes a sound from the ruach. If everything would be quiet, since this is a world of sound, of song, of motion, that's what this world is. If everything is silent, then tachzo habriya levaris haisa sovavo. Then creation would be in that state of tohu vavohu. Sha'olam kulay malemayim. Before everything was formed and shaped, when everything is described as mayim b'mayim, which yesh kam bittul gomer b'mamake habriya, which would be a bittul, which would be a nullification of all of creation. B'dakus kol habriya page resh mamalef, kol habriya nivra mikorach mayim v'dibur. On a deep level, all of creation comes from that koach of speech. Hashem created the world davke in that way of speaking. the 10 Ma'amaras. Yidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, Oberuach Piv Kol Tzivam. Ubedibur Yoiser, Ubedakus Yoiser Bepnimius Hadibur Yesh Kol. And on a deeper level, in speech itself, there's sound, kol. Dovze is gal b'maymen ha-sinai. B'maymen ha-sinai, what happened? Shoshom ha-yaloyrak maymer v'dibur el hezgal kol Hashem. By maymen ha-sinai, everything else was silenced. It was as if there was no world anymore. Remember how the Sfarim discussed, especially the Sfasem, and other tzaddikim discuss how the Chazal tell us that the 10 Ma'amaros of creation correspond to the 10 Dibrais, to the Aseres Dibrais by Maimon HaSinai. So what happened at HaSinai was that all of creation was stilled, was silenced, the song stopped, and in that, upon that background of complete emptiness, of tohu vavohu, it's like creation a second time, but this creation is a creation that takes place with Hashem's voice and the words beginning with Anochi Hashem Lokeach. So there was Maimer and Dibur and Kol Hashem, the voice of Hashem and the words of Hashem. When Hashem first created the world, there wasn't anybody around to hear anything. Now, Am Yisrael is standing by Har Sinai. Everything in the world has stopped. Everything is silent. And upon that backdrop or background of absolute stillness and silence, a new world order is revealed. The 10 Ma'amaras now, materialize in the 10 Dibrais, beginning with Anochi Hashem Lokeach. Hashtok ha-gemur shel ha-briya machzira oysa le-devekus ha-gemur shel atahu ad shel ha-nivra ha-olam. So now B'nai Yisrael were lifted up to a place higher than physical creation that was with 10 utterances. And we enter into this new reality that's called Hashem. Anochi Hashem Lokeach. It was recreation. It was a new creation. It was a new creation where the 10 Ma'amaros of creation morphed into the Aseres Hadibrais, the 10 utterances of Hashem's voice. So from that state of absolute silence, just like before Hashem created the physical world, there was silence, and Hashem spoke and created. From that state of absolute silence by Har Sinai, where the angels, the oceans, everything was silent, from that like emptiness, from that background of Tovavo, the voice of Hashem came into our hearts and into our minds. Anochi Hashem Elokeach. That's how we heard it. From a place of Ayin. Because Dveikus can only be when there's nothing in between, when there's nothing before. You can't glue a piece of wood to another piece if there's old glue sitting over there. You have to clean it. You can't put two things together if there's something old that's in the way. So Kiryochel, Hashem cleaned away all of creation, which is the Asar Ma'amaros, the 10 utterances of creation. Everything was silent. Everything was brought to a place of bittul mamish, and then the words came out, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's how we receive the words. The words of Anochi Hashem Elokecha cannot be received if there's junk in the way. You understand? You can't receive Anochi Hashem, the same way that the Sfasem has explained, we learned a number of times in Parashat Bamidbar, that the Torah had to be given in Dafk in the desert. Because the desert means a place of nothing. In this physical world, the place that's most empty is the desert. There's no life in the desert. It's not a place of life. Maybe a couple of things creeping around. It's not a place of life. Because in order for the Torah to be received, there has to be silence. There has to be stillness. There has to be, in order for there to be dveikus, there can't be any gook, any glue, any stuff that's blocking that connection between a Jew and Hashem. We would like to be able to be dovuk to Hashem, and in one hand to hold a tilim or a siddur, and the other hand, you know, to be munching on a bag of potato chips without a care in the world. They don't go together. That doesn't mean you can't eat in a way of kedusha, where it can be an act of tveikus, but it's a way to madrega. But stam, we would like to be able to be tzaddikim, but to continue on with the old world order of our lives. So I want to be able to be still attached to all the things that I'm used to, and to still hear Hashem speak to me. Moshe Rabbeinu heard Hashem. Yeshua heard Hashem. Yeshaya, Yechezkel, Yirmiyah, they heard Hashem because they had a clean blackboard. There was no turbulence. There was no noise. Everything was still. This world that was created with the 10 utterances didn't hold anything over them. And because of that, in their hearts and in their minds, Anochi Hashem Elokecha was heard loud and clear. You and I don't hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha loud and clear. We hear a lot of voices. We hear the Yetzirah saying, do this. And you hear your wife saying, do that. I'm not saying it's the same thing. You hear your kids saying, do that. You hear your partner saying, do this. You hear the news saying that. You hear the president saying this. You hear the anti-Semite saying that. And then with all the voices, there's also Hashem saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of competition. When the Torah was given, there was no competition. You understand? All the competition was removed. No competition. Absolute stillness and silence. Because only such a silence, such a quiet, such a stillness can allow there to be a dveikus b'levu b'nefesh b'moyach in every way. A dveikus with Hashem without any turbulence, without any noise, without any interruptions. Look, Chevra, the final nisayon before Mashiach comes, what we're living in right now, is noise. That's the final stage before Mashiach comes. Each one of you is right now looking at a telephone or at a computer that causes you and myself unbelievable turbulence in our lives. Unbelievable noise. There's never been such a thing. I'm sitting here in a bungalow in the mountains. But the first place when we lived in a bungalow, after we were first married and we came back to America, we were in a bungalow in Monticello. And as I've told you many times, and some of you might have experienced, there was no telephone. We didn't have any telephone in the bungalow. Can you imagine? There was no telephone. I'm not talking about a cell phone. They didn't exist yet. There was no telephone. There was only one someplace far away by the pole in the bungalow colony. There was a pole. There was a telephone that would ring, and if somebody was passing by, it would scream out, there's a phone call for Weinberger, there's a phone call for Goldberg, for Katz, whatever. In other words, when I would sit and learn, or sit and stop and think, or talk to my wife or play with my kid, they were babies then, there was nothing else. There was absolutely nothing else. There was no turbulence. It was just myself and the kid. Or whatever noise I had in my head, because I had stuff in my head. But I had absolute silence. When I was sitting and learning, looking at the Sefer, it wasn't that I had my phone on silence. That's not it. That's not it. I keep my thing on silence here all the time. And I put it into the closet, and I close the door of the closet. But it's sitting there. It's sitting there. And it means that while I'm sitting and learning, I know that on that thing there's going silently, ding, 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 all the numbers coming up, apps, WhatsApp, text, phone calls. There's no silence. We don't have any more. We don't have silence, period. It's the biggest nisayin of our lives. And because of that noise, we can't hear the song of our own souls. Because of the noise. And if it was possible, it's not at this point. And the nisayin is not like this, but if it was possible, I myself, if it was possible, would throw this thing out and throw it into the Yam HaMelech and never look at it again the rest of my life and never take one more phone call the rest of my life, except from Shifi from Yishalai. And then I also wanted to be able to do it on FaceTime. No? We're stuck. It's an unbelievable nisayin. The amount of noise, the amount of turbulence. And because of that, we're not hearing Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The nisayin of the end of time, and that's why we're going to go into Hezbollah's image of Hashem, the nisayin of the end of time is to be able to somehow carve out chunks of silence in our lives. Mamish. Whatever we can salvage to be able to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because unless a person has that, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha is just it's an option with other options. It's just another choice in life. The Yetzer Hara could sound just as loud as Anochi Hashem Elokecha. For many people and for all of us at different times in life, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not loud at all, and the other things are louder. Shtika Shlema Bebriya. No, I'm sorry. The top of the page. There was a Hashtaga Gemurshal Abim Achzira Yisrael Devekus A Gemurshal Atahu Achzalei Nevoim. Only when there's complete silence can one come back to that Nakuda of Atahu Achzalei Nevoim, that you are Hashem before the world was created. You are Hashem before all of this stuff, before all of the commotion, before all of the competition, before all of the noise. You are Hashem. Before all of the competition. There's no such thing as a Jew that doesn't believe in God. It's just that there's competition, and because of all the noise, he doesn't hear God. It's just that there's so much competition. Shtika shlema bebriya ma'amides teikef habriya. It's interesting. Amida is the lashon of tefila. Ain amida ela tefila, davening. The stillest Shemoneh Esrei, the quiet, the silent Shemoneh Esrei is called amida. Ain oimdim lespilel al mitach kavod roish. Amida is davening. The highest part of davening is amida, meaning being still. Amida klema hakol omeid. Everything stops. Everything is still. Mi omeid. Dovish le mishtana hu omeid. Dovish mishtana oina omeid. Zahaya hai viviye. Something that is forever, it doesn't. And it's not mishtana, it doesn't change. That means being in a state of amida. Change, noise, motion, movement. All of that is the opposite of Amida. Hashem is Hoya, Hoy Viviyya. Having a relationship with Hashem in a deep way, it's called Amida. Everything is exactly as it always was. That's how it is now, and that's how it will be. That's Dveikus Bashem. Kashinim Tsoim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzrichim Leis Masav Shel Amida. When a person wants to have a connection to Hashem, any serious type of a connection, there must be Amida. Everything has to stop. Everything has to be quiet. Everything has to be quiet. Almost every davening in every shul now, whether it's here or it's in Gula or Meisharm, there's somebody who forgot to turn off his phone, and it starts in the middle of shul. Of course, the guy scrambles to turn it off. So you only got that 1 second of the noise. I'm not talking about people talking. There's no Amida. You're standing Shemin Esrei, and it's called the Stilla Shemin Esrei, but it's not silent. If a person wants to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be silence. Everything was quiet in order when we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's no competition. Kashinim Tzoyim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashinim Tzoyim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzvichim Liyez B'matzav Shel Amida. You have to be in a matzav of Amida. Kevin Shu Yisbar Kiv Yochel Eina Mishtana. Because Hashem was, and will be. He was before creation, he is and will be. So in order to be there with Hashem, we have to be in that place of being, of Amida. Not that I have in one hand my phone, and in the other hand I have my second phone. And then in front of me there's the computer. And I have all these different things going on. It's not called Amida, that's called everything is being mishtana, everything is whirling and swirling and twirling around you. So there's no Anochi Hashem Elokecha in that context of noise. Hashem is saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but we don't hear it. We don't hear it. The Nisayin of the end of time is stopping somehow all of the motion and the noise and coming as much as possible to a place that's called Amida. It's called Shtika. It's called Shtika. The same way before the creation of the world, there was absolute silence. And before the Torah was given, which is the next phase of creation, the giving of the Torah, there had to be absolute silence. So before the Torah Chadash Miti Teitzer, before the new revelation of Mashiach comes, the final time, which will be the new time when the Torah will be given to us once again, so too there must be a time of silence. Hashem gave us a taste of that these past few months. Not so much the list. It was, you know, when it was really good. I mean, it was bad because people were sick. But when it was silent, more silence was after Purim. Those months between Purim and Shavuos, when there was some taste of silence, but of Amida. But then again, for many of the people, the fact that they were locked up in their homes, it just meant that they threw themselves completely into their computers, into their Twitters and their Facebooks and stuff like that. Could be. For other people, it was a little bit of a hachana for Mashiach's coming to be in a place that's quiet. Not driving around. Not being in among other people at work and in shul. A time of quiet. A time of Amida. Hashem did stop the world. The entire world. It's an amazing thing. As many times as I talk about it, as many times as we think about it, it's really astonishing. The entire world on some level was stopped. Was silenced on some level. All of creation. It's an amazing thing. There are those who took that as an opportunity to throw themselves into the social networking and all that stuff, into the noise that's on the phone or the computer. But there are others all over the world who use it as a time for recreation and rejuvenation and starting again in a different way. At the end of the year, every year, the final parashiyos, I've mentioned this many times, the final parashiyos are kiseitze kisava, of running back and forth. That's what this world is. Rosh Hashanah is atem nitzavim hayom kolchem lechnei Hashem Mekech. Rosh Hashanah means standing still. Amida. Atem nitzavim hayom kolchem. And from that place of Amida then can be a vayelech, and hazinu, zaysabracha, and reishis can start again. But there has to be a nitzav. There has to be an Amida. There has to be a standing still before Mashiach comes. And when the year ends, there has to be a, because everything is so crazy, kiseitze kisava. Everything is crazy, moving, kiseitze kisava. That there must be a nitzav. The avod of his bodhidus is an avod of amida, of nitzav. That's the avod of his bodhidus. Of tefillah, of his bodhidus. That's where the hardest thing before Mashiach comes, is davening and being alone. Davening and being alone. Davening and being quiet, being still. That fear that I you know, I'm not looking at my phone, I didn't catch up with my emails and my messages and so on. All of that. It's the greatest test before Mashiach comes. Of just being in one place, amida and quiet. Without any turbulence at all. In a place of tranquility, of quiet. The Simchas, Baruch Hashem, I see already that Baruch Hashem, I'm only happy about this, but there are invitations that are going out for Vartz, and they should all be in the Mazdik Yishar. It's again, everything's going back. It's just what the government allows, going back to the same noise as it always was. The noise of this, the silliness of some sort of a make-believe religious ceremony, of 200 people trying to move in somebody's living room, and smiling and saying Mazel Tov while putting a toothpick with a rum ball in your mouth or something, and wondering why I had to travel 45 minutes to come say Mazel Tov to this guy. Just for the noise, for the simcha. Of course, it should only be simchas. It's the Hashem teaches us and talks to us, and we don't listen. We just don't listen. We're not listening. So the competition is going to begin again. It's all starting up again. All the noise, all the competition, Tasha. It's all starting again. More and more. Again and again, competition. Yes, I'll be simchas. I have to be clear with that. I know chalila should only be simchas, we should have noisy simchas with lots of singing. It should be good. That's not what I'm talking about. I think you will understand. I'm not anti-simchas, chas v'shalom. To be able to be besimcha. I'm watching these last few months, these little chasnas, the Bali simcha are able to be besimcha. Because they're not worried about a million things that are going on when you're in the fancy hall. They're not worried about it. They're not preoccupied with a billion things that go into a simcha. You just walk out in the backyard. They're making them more complicated now. You walk out in the backyard and you put up a chuppah and you say the brachas and gandhi. You think that these balei simcha have less simcha than all of us who spent $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 to make a big wedding? These are simchas that are less simcha. No, they're quieter simchas. And there's more simcha then. But it doesn't make any difference. We're not going to hear that. As soon as this thing is over, it's going to be $80,000, $100,000, 10-piece band. The works. flower arrangement on every table, the works. Because we just don't learn. We don't learn. It's an amazing thing that we don't learn. But that's how it is. We just don't know how to stop. We don't know how to stand still. Kol davar shelo mishtana nikra Torah, b'lashon Torah amida. Something that's forever is called standing. Hashtoka gemura nikras amida. Complete silence is called amida. Before creation, after creation, and before Mashiach comes, there needs to be a silencing. There needs to be quiet before Mashiach comes. The Svarm said Mashiach is a lashon of sicha, of speech. Sicha means speech, Mashiach. It's a lashon of sicha. The shin and the sin are interchangeable. Mashiach means a lashon of speaking. Because then Hashem is going to speak to us. We're going to hear Torah Chadosh Mi'iti Teitze. Torah Mi'iti Chazal say Torah Chadosh. We're going to hear it in a new way. Not with all the competition. We're going to hear Hashem. And Hashem's going to be the only one. Not that Hashem's competing with other voices. Hashem's going to be the only one. And we're going to hear the words of Mashiach Sekeim. That is the deepest meaning of silence. When things are moving, they get very easily damaged. When things are in motion, they can get very easily broken and damaged. Kilkul comes from all of that. Kashu megia lidei kilkul, yeshlana avtocha shel keshes. When things get really, really damaged, like it did at the beginning of time, then there was a flood. There was a marble. And then Hashem revealed, he created this interesting thing called the rainbow, the keshes. And with that keshes, there's a promise that things will be able to get started again. And as we learned a few weeks ago, keshes is oisius shasok. Keshes is the same letters as shtika, silence. Because that's the only way things can get started. That's the only hope for a new world. That's the meaning of the rainbow. The rainbow is keshes, shtika, silence. Tnuva shemivi l'mokam aloy nochon tzricha keshes. Movement and motion, running and noise that brings to a flood, that brings to destruction. The only way to overcome that is with silence, is to fight against that with the keshes. With the rainbow, with shtika, with silence. As Kashti Nasati and Hashem placed the rainbow in the cloud, he megala es amayim harishayna. Kashti Nasati Be'onan means that the cloud that's Megala, those original waters, Osav Chana, Shel Koach Bilti Mishtana, of that world that was before this world. The noise that you hear in the background maybe is there's a guy next to the window cutting the grass. He's coming to slug up the entire Torah that we just learned. Tokev HaShleimus Shel Advekus V'Borei. The Tokev HaShleimus, the true Shleimus of Dveikus Baboire, of being Dovuk to Hashem, of being attached to Hashem, Negiyah Mimamake HaNefesh L'Amem Deimemes, comes from the deepest part of ourselves, from that silence of the Mem Dom Emes. Hamamidas Adava Boif and Shaim Mitzias Shel Tnua. Which brings everything in the world to a standstill. Everything stops. B'shom hi hadveikus hashleima b'baryas baruch shamay. And in that place where everything stops, are you able to hear me? You're able to hear? Yeah. In that mitzias where everything stops, where a person can mamish stop, where all of the noise around of a person can stop, and a person, like Rabbi Nachman said, even in a noisy room, that a person is able to be in a place where he has control over himself, and even though he's surrounded by noise, within himself there's silence. That's the only way to receive the new Torah. Not the new Torah, it's going to be different mitzvahs, but that's the only way to receive that new time that we're waiting for and davening for, which is Mashiach. So before Rosh Hashanah, there has to be a Tisha B'Av. Everything stops, everything is destroyed, everything is like a marble. Everything is crushed, everything is broken, everything is ruined. Imagine the Churban. Look by the Churban, you see that everything, Yerushalayim, is all broken, and everything is the Beis HaMikdash, and all the streets are filled with rocks and with stones and with broken smartphones. All over the streets of Yerushalayim, broken smartphones, crushed, all broken. There has to be silence. And it's not happening just because you have a silent mode and I have a silent mode on the phone. That doesn't create a silent mode within our lives that enables us to hear Anochi Hashem Lokech. This is the Nisan before Mashiach comes. We could talk about all the different things and all, but it's the same Ininis Kedushas Abris and Yesavet Tzadik without going into right now. V'shom hi advekus hashleim b'baryas baruch shamay. In that place there's dvekus b'shem. In that place, there's dveikus b'shem, by amida, by shtika. So, hakol b'min ha'afar, everything comes from the silence of the earth, and everything returns to the silence of the afar. We all come, creation comes from silence, and creation is being brought back to a place of silence. Hakol shav el ha'afar. Until that time in between, a person dies, and he leaves this world, and when he leaves this world, he can't take his smartphone with him. So there are people that are trying to do that. They try to charge up their phones before they die to make sure that when they pull them away, and they take them out from their beds and start getting them ready for a tahara, that they make sure that their phones were charged up to 100, so they can get in a couple of less text messages and Twitters when they're buried. Like they could tell their boss what they really thought of him from the grave. Send a WhatsApp to your boss. By the way, I worked here for 40 years. I never told you what I thought about you. Like a post. There are people that are talking about that. Someone told me that there are people that they're producing this thing that you go to a cemetery and that by every grave they're going to have a movie. And the person's going to be talking to you. The dead person's going to talk to you from when he made a movie before he died. He's going to tell you over like he's in Yonah before he died. So you can go to the grave and you can press a button and the guy starts talking to you. So even the cemetery is not going to be quiet. Used to be that only Meshugoyim would hear noises in the cemetery. Soon there's going to be, you walk in the cemetery, Chas v'Chalila, you walk in the cemetery and it's enough that this guy was hacking you when he was alive. Even after you died, he's still going to hack you. Still going to come after you died. You walk, you're going to go to the cemetery to visit a relative. Can you imagine? You can go visit some relative over there, and you're going to hear some Like you can hear your ex-wife saying, Morris! Like, she found you in the cemetery, your ex-wife. Can you believe it? She's got her recording going. She's decided she's going to still get back at you after she dropped dead. She's still getting after, she's still going after you, your ex-wife. She's still after you. Aye. Nope. The world's not Meshuggah. They're really making such graves. The world's not Meshuggah. That even in the Beis HaChayim, even in the Beis Olam, a person, there's no quiet. It's enough to Mason are talking to each other in the Beis HaChayim. Now they're going to be talking to the living also with movies. Listen, it's easy and it's fun to make fun. But it's much, much, much harder to try to incorporate all that we learn into the Metzius of our lives. In the next part of the Sefer, which is added to the Sefer, it's really a very, very remarkable, it's a very remarkable parak, a midah ve'ein midah, that brings us into this place of silence and his bodhidus, which is going to be our limud mitzvah over the coming months and the coming years. Hashem is bakshan, help each and every one of you, wherever you are, and myself, that all of us, we should be zeichet to be able to at least have some of that quiet, some of that amida, some of that silence, and to hear loud and clear, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, so that all of us will be able to be zeichet for that time, and Hashem's going to tell us, and we're going to hear it, that Mashiach has arrived, and Mashiach has come, with the Glashem Amitish, maybe Amen, Amen, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.